Hello and welcome to Animates. This program is recorded in the Sydney studios of 2RPH for the RPH Network. I'm Katie Brooks. Today, we are going to give you an insight into some behind the scenes about making this program, which has been running for about 2 years, and I will be interviewing one of the more familiar voices in your radio, Joe Van Cool. Hi, Joe.
Hi, Katie.
Can you tell us, how did Animates as a program get started?
Well, one day, about 2 years ago, a little bit more than that, I was asked if I'd be one of a group of people to start up this program that Barbara Stevens had vacated with retirement. And I said, okay, not really thinking exactly what it would involve, but then I soon discovered that it was a great deal more work than I'd imagined. But I've been doing it now for 2 years, so I think it's proved itself worthwhile. It's certainly been worthwhile for me.
Yeah, because the previous program, Companions for Life, that people may or may not remember, was just reading articles, but we've incorporated into Animates an element of interviews, haven't we?
Yes, and that was the new departure for the program. Apart from AbleQuest, I think Animates is about the only one that does the interviews, and that is actually quite a lot of work because you've got to find who it is you're going to interview, send them questions, book the studio, arrange a time, etc., etc., and establish some kind of relationship with the person you're going to interview before you actually do.
And there's also a lot of technical work once you've done the interview, isn't there?
Oh, huge. I mean, I would spend roughly 3 hours in the studio, including the interview, but then it would take me at least 2.5 hours, if not 3, to edit the interview, cutting out all the ums and ers and bits that we didn't really need. And then I had to add the rest of the program and put in the music, etc., which is quite a difficult process and calls for skills that I hadn't utilised before. So there we go.
But it's always interesting to learn something new. And for listeners who may not have heard me before, because I'm usually just a name that gets mentioned at the end, that was why I was brought onto the team to help teach some new volunteers some of this technical editing stuff, yes?
Yes, and that really was wonderful for me to learn because I've been broadcasting pretty much of my life anyway, one way or another. So doing this was something I'd never done before, so it was quite interesting.
So you've said you've been broadcasting for most of your life. Could you tell us a bit about how you got into radio and what sort of things you've done?
Well, I was initially involved with the ABC in Queensland, and I did a lot of schools broadcasts, and I also did drama broadcasts, which was fun, and I enjoyed doing it very much. I then became involved with an organisation that was producing plays on radio, or for recording, actually, for various people and organisations. And that, again, was great fun. It involved using a lot of people, some of them famous, some of them not so much so. And then since I've been in Sydney, I haven't done so much until I became involved with 2RPH because it seemed like a really nice thing to do.
Now, Sydney listeners would recognise you as a regular reader on 2RPH, wouldn't they?
Well, probably. I had a sort of gap period in the 20 years or so that I've been with 2RPH because I was writing a novel and I really couldn't manage two things at once. So then I came back to the station and I've been broadcasting with them ever since.
So what do you like about working in radio?
I like it very much. I find it a lot easier. I did one television program which I found quite daunting. But I really enjoy radio because while you establish a relationship with the person who sits opposite you, your voice is going out to a huge number of people, one hopes, that one doesn't know. And I find that a challenge and always exciting when I actually run into somebody who says, oh, I heard your program, blah, 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 and really enjoyed it or whatever. So I've always found that quite fascinating.
So this new opportunity you had to interview people, how was the experience of learning to interview for you?
It was good. I found it very difficult initially because I'm fairly sort of chatty person, and to not say anything while the other person talked as one would in a conversation, oh goodness me, oh really, oh ha ha, you can't do that when you're interviewing and you have to sort of sit there mum, really, on radio anyway, not so much with television, but with radio you really do have to keep your mouth closed and allow them to have full rein. And I found that quite tricky initially, but thoroughly enjoyed it, and I've interviewed some fantastic people.
What sort of things have you enjoyed learning about from all these people through the course of Animates?
Oh, I've learned so much, particularly about how people handle disabilities and how much animals of various kinds assist them. And I've actually interviewed some really amazing organisations that I had no idea when I first rang them that it was going to be as fascinating as it was. I found some of them were involving animals at a level I had no idea animals could assist in. So that was, for me, a very fascinating thing.
So how do we go about finding these people to interview? How does that process work?
Well, that's thanks to Joseph, largely. Joseph Svanzo, who's done some wonderful research for us, because the research was initially, in the first 6 months, was taking so much time to find people from nothing to arranging an interview. So Joseph has given us the contact point. And from there on, it's so much easier. And it's just finding a phone or an email address, and then it goes from there. And we gradually get to the point when I book the studio and arrange the time, and away we go.
Now, from listening to the show, people will pick up that you yourself are quite the animal lover. Can you tell us what your relationship with animals has been over your life?
Oh, incredible, really. I grew up with dogs and cats and horses and goats and all those things. I was very lucky. I grew up in England in the country. And then since then, I've continued to have dogs and cats and not a horse anymore because it wasn't feasible in Brisbane. But I've always been, in one way or another, involved with animals. And even now, I go around, I never look at people so much as I look at their animals. And I have little conversations with their animals rather than the person.
That almost illustrates a point that we often make on Animates here, that animals allow you to connect with other people and they provide a link to other parts of the community and can help people feel a lot less isolated.
Yes, they do. They definitely do. Animals are a wonderful point of contact. If you meet someone and you're not too sure of them, if they've got an animal with them, a dog or something, you automatically, it's like when they have a very small child, you kind of talk to the person through the child, you talk to the person through the dog. And I find that really intriguing.
That's the thing, that we've been able to explore a whole lot of that kind of idea. As you were saying, you have written a novel and you also, I believe, write poems. So we're going to give listeners a lovely sample of that as a feature that tells a nice little animal story.
Well, yes, it's something that actually happened to me. I have written a series of about 21 poems about coming to Australia as a 10-pound pom. And I had a period when I was very involved with the children's broadcasts in Brisbane for the ABC. So this is a poem based on that, and it's called Queensland Radio Days. As the music fades, the producer sits in his smoke-filled room and perfunctorily nods so the program may begin. With both feet firmly planted, hands steady so the script won't shake, the mic devours my childlike voice. Where are we going today, Uncle Jim? We wander through imaginary bush, introducing nature's gems, as each week this science tale is beamed to every primary school. Uncle Jim's is a well-known voice, experienced in radio ways, and in a second's pause one day, he gently lifts his old tweed coat so a pair of eyes in brown-grey fur wink and blink in the light. I see, Uncle Jim, it's not fungus at all. My eyes are glued on the final page as the possum nibbles a piece of fruit and Uncle Jim teasingly grins at my attempts to keep to script. The producer, strict and unaware, gives the sign for music then to mark the education program's end. And that actually happened, so...
Yes, while there are some challenges in animates, random possums isn't really one of them, is it?
No. I'm glad they're not, actually, because they can be quite a handful.
Yes, well, I should reveal to listeners that the reason why we've taken this program to speak to Jo and hear a little bit about how the program is made is that after 2 years, she's stepping down from Animate, so we will wish her a very fond farewell and tell you how very much we've appreciated your work here and all the best for the future.
Thank you very much. I'm not leaving 2RPH. I'll bore people with my voice on other programs, but it's been a joy. And Katie, you've been so valuable to the program, keeping us all together. Thank you very much.
Thank you. You have been listening to Animates, a program recorded by 2RPH in Sydney for the RPH Network. The program was created by Jo Van Kool, research by Joseph Schwantzer, and I'm Katie Brooks. Please join us again next time for more stories about animals and their mates. ¶¶